falling in the morning light. Some letters I ripped them all up, feeling better in this morning light. In the morning light I see you calling. In the morning light I hear you screeching through the sky. Towards a thousand floors, they're all the same.
Ray Flanagan and the Authorities here on Near Rocks. Morning Light, the name of the track. Before that, you heard from Saint Light, Learn, Michael McFarlane, A Work in Progress, and Top Hat Black, Talk the Talk. In studio with us now. Got to make sure you've got the right mic on. Ray, how you doing?
Good.
It's been a while since we've had you down here.
It's been a minute, yeah. I'm happy to be here.
I barely recognize you without the Christmas-themed pants on.
Hey, man. You know, I was just wearing them this morning.
Really? That and the giant beard. Yeah.
Yeah.
You trimmed the beard?
Yeah. Sometimes I forget what my face looks like, you know, so I got to remember. And then I remember why I had the beard.
and why is that?
Oh, because I remember, like, oh, I wear the beard to cover my face.
That's a good way to do it.
Especially because it's cold now, too, so it's a cold outside.
You did pick an opportune time to shave it off.
Well, you don't know, because, yeah, it's been, like, every other day. Sometimes it's, like, 65, and then all of a sudden it's negative 65 again.
Well, that's Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's good. So, how have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been good. Just playing music, you know?
Yeah, you had a little get-together this last weekend, I heard.
We did.
Had a few friends over?
We had a... We'll talk about what happened before that. We had a release show.
Oh, I was talking about that. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, well, this is not, you know, we're not going to get into that kind of gobbledygook. But, yeah, we had our album release party at the Happy Dog Euclid Tavern, and it was really awesome.
So you had a pretty packed crowd.
We did,
and you didn't really do a lot of. I mean, it was kind of word of mouth, right?
Yeah, I think we did this residency thing last year at the Euclid Tavern where we played the first Sunday of every month there, and then we sort of had this. We were messing around recording like a song for our own reference, which is Morning Light, that just played, and we were doing it just for our own reference to kind of see what we need to work on, and then we ended up liking the way that it turned out. Dave Shaw, who plays in my band, also is an engineer and producer, and he works at a studio in Euclid somewhere recording Michael Seifert's place, and we were just messing around, but then we decided, well, why don't we put this out? And then we decided, oh, well, why don't we do this every month for every show? And we started doing this monthly thing, you know, where we put out a song every month. And it and we had some good nights there last year, but it didn't really, like, I think it generated a lot more buzz than it did people actually getting in there on a Sunday night. But it was good. We had, but then we decided that we would put out, like, sort of a record at the end of everything to really feel like we got some closure on the whole thing. And I think it just all spread kind of word of mouth, like, by the time we did it, because I didn't do any press or anything. And I honestly, a lot of this was like, just we put this record out so now I could have stuff to sell at shows, because I haven't sold merch in 3 years. So it's like, now I can, it's a way to try and fund an actual, like, thought out record. But yeah, it was a good night, and thanks to everybody that came out.
Now, question about the residency. I'm ashamed to say that I wasn't able to make it out.
It's okay.
But how did that work? Was it a structured concert for you guys, or was it kind of more of a jam night for you and the band?
No, it was structured. We tried to have, like, pretty kind of different set lists every month and do different things. And a couple of them, like, I played acoustic guitar with the band, and a couple of them were more on the louder side of things. We had Dr. Z, like, sponsored one of them, and they streamed it on their Instagram and stuff. So we tried to do some different interesting things and make it each month different and interesting, and sort of, like, fall in line with the theme of whatever the song was that we're releasing each month. But we did this all seat of our pants, so if we were to do it again, I think we'd have a better idea, but we probably won't. It was a thing that happened, and it was cool, and I'm thankful for it, and on to the next.
Well, want to hear a track from it?
Sure, why not?
I hope you want to hear a track from it. We're going to play Put It Back off the new disc titled?
It's just self-titled.
Just from Ray Flanagan and the Authorities. Here's Put It Back on Neorox.
Watch me leave.
Flanagan and the Authorities put it back off of their new self-titled disc. They released very quietly at the Happy Dog at the Euclid Tavern.
Well, apparently a lot of people knew about it because I was following all the social media feeds, and people love some Ray Flanagan, I got to tell you. So let me ask you, when you put out a release, everybody's kind of different in this. Do you have a song that you may secretly think, like that's my baby, that's the one that I'm most proud of, or do you kind of look at it as a collection that you're proud of, or how does that work for you in your head?
I think that they all should be feel like your baby, or they don't deserve to be on an album. So I don't really they're all pretty but I don't, you know, it's also like I write a song, and most of the work that I enjoy is creating the thing. So once it's done, I move on to the next one. So I don't really have any of them that I sit and marvel at. I don't think it's too good to, like, sit there and marvel at your own work.
Right.
Or, like, get too attached to, you know, I love the, like, making, like, creating something. And then once it's done, it's not really mine anymore. It's whatever happens to it is. It's like you were talking about the stuff that I tell you not to play anymore because I don't like it, but it's not really mine anymore. So you get to do with it whatever you want, you know?
What's that old quote, the best song that you've ever written was the last song you've ever written? Something like that.
Well,
it's fresh.
Well, hopefully that's the goal. It's not always true, and artists will say things that are, you know, like that are not what other people think about their own work, but it's, you know, it just, it's a... You don't stop, you know. That's the main thing. Is like you never write something that's good enough for you to stop doing it.
Yeah, that is kind of the goal, right?
So, with the Authorities, has a different look than it used to. You've certainly got a different sound.
Yeah.
So, who is your band now?
My band now is it's my brother Russ on keys.
You still got that guy around?
Yeah, that guy. I don't know where he came from or where he
just kind of hangs out. Huh?
He just kind of hangs out in the back. He's always got a scowl on his face.
Poor Russ.
And then Joe Boda's playing bass, and then Dom Williams, or as he would prefer to be called, Dragon Phoenix.
wait! Back up!
You know, I never even questioned that. That's what he likes to be called. That's what he does when he orders a pizza. That's what he does when he. That's the name he gives for everything. It's just, people will be like, "What's the name for the order?" He goes, "Dragon." Straight face, like that's just that's how he is on the back of the CD.
And the name of your band isn't.
Something to do with that. No, that's his own life.
That's his metal band.
Yeah. And then Dave Shaw, who engineered and mixed and produced with me this record, but he also plays guitar in the band. So, that's the Authorities.
So, and we were vaguely touching on, like, summer or year-long plans. Mm-hmm. Planning to space things out a bit in terms of shows?
Well, I generally try to do that with, you know, in terms of what the Authorities play, you know, like shows that we play, especially because, you know, I gig for a living, so I'm always out and about, and, like, I'm not too hard to find around Cleveland or, you know, Akron too sometimes. And but my way to combat that is so you can't, you know, this is not a bar band to me. It's like if we want to play and we're going to make it like an event, you know, we want to make it a thing that's special, you know. So it's because we all take it seriously and we want to treat it with respect, you know. So yeah, trying to we're playing Bright Winter. I'm super stoked about that. But as far as like shows, like I'm being pretty deliberate about what the authorities do. You know?
I want to mention too that you can also be found around town anywhere they sell tacos or burritos.
Just about, yeah. You know, specifically large chains. one of them.
Yeah. You so side note, you and I played something a few months ago, and I was trying to give you directions, and I'm like, it's by the taco place. And you're like,
oh yeah, I know right where that is. Boy, did I ever.
Oh, man. So you're going to play a song for us, it looks like.
I will play and sing a song.
I just posted a picture of you on Facebook. Are you cool with that?
I guess I'm cool with it.
All right. Yeah. You're smiling and everything.
It's too late. It's already out there, so.
Yeah. So what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song called The Year Ahead.
What's it about? Tell us about it.
It's about the year ahead.
That's pretty awesome.
This is just a song I learned it last year, thinking about just thinking about things that I want to try and do this year, which, you know, includes like a lot of traveling and trying to gain some new perspectives on things, but then also at the end of whatever ambitions I have, to keep in mind what is important, which are you know, the people in your life that keep you in check and make you able to do a lot of the things that you're going to do.
That's awesome. Here's Ray Flanagan on Neil Rocks.
This fall I'll keep an open heart. Janie wants a free ride, that's a start. Gonna spend all my money like quality time. Dent my dollar till it's my last dime. And I'm gonna love you. Come the new year, I'll be somewhere warm. I don't mean I will avoid the storm. I might go back down to Tahlequah. Give my thoughts some time to thaw. And I'm gonna love you. She could change just like that. So you better pay attention where you drop your hat. More matriarch than bird of prey. She don't know it, she just is that way. In the spring I'll have a wild thing. A new collection of the sing-song sing. Gonna rub my stomach, scratch my head, or maybe watch a video instead. And I'm gonna love you. Summertime, I will be burning oil. Keep it running till I find my foil. Gonna howl all evening till I lose my bark.
like all the rest, stranded in the park. Still gonna love you.
Ray Flanagan live here on NeoRox.
Ray,
yeah,
good stuff.
Right,
I hope you don't mind me telling you or saying this, I should say, but you really have no choice, so it doesn't matter. After your last album, I remember having a phone conversation with you. I don't know if you remember this, and I was congratulating you on the album, and you said thank you. And the whole conversation we had, you were really, really focused on. Talking about lyrics and how, mm-hmm. you know, that's important to you, how you want the next record, whatever it was,
yeah.
to really focus on songwriting and lyrics. And I also noticed that within that time frame, you have you've kind of found this guy, Bob Dylan, and and I know that you were kind of on a kick for a while. So talk about that, if you can, as far as what his music has meant and who else you've kind of found along the journey, I guess, between your last album and this one.
Well, I mean, who doesn't? You're born and you know about Bob Dylan in this country, but Dylan, I mean, he's the best at ever. You know, it's like I kind of look at two schools of like American songwriting. It's like I kind of view Paul Simon as the light and Dylan as the dark a little bit, like in a lot of ways. But Dylan is like, I mean, he's kind of like the meter stick that everything else is judged against. To me, I grew up on Bruce Springsteen, so I have the softest part in my heart for Bruce Springsteen, but the big thing that I think is just finding context for everything, and the more you trace things back to their roots, it really doesn't matter what it is, whether you think you like Bob Dylan or not, it's like you follow anything back, and it either came from him, or it's something that from the past that moved through him, and there's no way to avoid it. I mean, Dylan is the literal difference between the Beatles writing "I Want to Hold Your Hand" and something like "Norwegian Wood" or whatever. You know, if you're gonna write songs and you're not at least aware, you don't have to love him. But if you're not aware of it, I do kind of think you have to love him. But you don't. But you have to at least be aware of. Otherwise, it's like you're doomed to try and do something that's already been done. It's like trying to be a doctor and ignoring that the penicillin is like a thing, or you just want to put your fingers in your ears about it, but it's there, so it's not gonna hurt you to know about it. I put a lot of focus on words because I think they make a huge, huge difference. It's the thing that I connect with most. You know, if you can combine something musical and also something poetic or some kind of something that narrative that also kind of stands on its own. That you can really do something powerful. It's my sort of goal anyways.
Well, this whole record is powerful, and congratulations again. And you've come, I mean, every song, new song I hear from you is just like, wow, okay.
Oh, well, thanks, man.
You're doing something right, my friend.
Ray, thank you very much for coming in studio with us.
Thank you for having me.
Ways to find out what you're doing and when you're doing it.
Because you hate this part, I know.
Yeah, because it's not, you know, it's like I really need a manager. If there's anybody, if there happen to be any like legitimate managers on it.
The band is on Facebook.
Band's on Facebook. Yeah, if you just type in Ray Flanagan on Facebook, anything that I want you to know will be on there. Instagram too. Probably Facebook's the best place. I have a website that I don't keep up with as good as I should, but rayflanagan.net. And you could find me on Facebook or Instagram, and I'll always be posting about whatever shows or things that are coming out.
And you're going to be playing Bright Winter on February 24th.
Yeah, I sure will.
You're going to be at the Music Box, correct?
At the Music Box, yep. I'm super excited about that.
Well, Ray, again, thank you so much for being in studio. Can't wait to hear other new stuff down the road.
It's coming.
See you in shows. One last track from you.
This is a song called Glue that we did a surprise performance of with Emily Keener. She came and she hung out after one of our residency shows, and then she was there, so I coerced her into singing on it, and she turned it into a whole different thing. So,
Ray Flanagan and the Authorities with Emily Keener. Here's Glue on New Rocks.